everything will be all right. VidTao. All right, let's do VidTao. Here we go. The best YouTube ads spy tool. What a phenomenal tool. I was waiting for this to come out for the longest time, and once it did, I was blown away. Just get straight to the point. This one is super, super simple, right? If you go down here and click top advertisers, you're not really going to find much. Your last 30 days, it's just like, it's really mixed up with a lot of people that aren't really like brands and whatever. Anyway, you could find the best stuff, though, in top videos. You go to the filter button right here, and I like to click on unlisted. So this shows you all unlisted videos, which a lot of times are ads because they're not on YouTube. And then I like to just go videos longer than 10 minutes, apply. Kabam, right? Filter by last 30 days. You can see number one, your boy right here. Mindvalley coming in with the number one spot. God damn. We used to have 1, 3, 4. My dream is to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But anyway, we're on our way to that right now. So 2.6 million, the next one at 1 million. Bam, we're crushing it. That's like 60% bigger than second place. Love it. Anyway, but, you know, Gundry MD, just to give him some credit, they got this one, they got that one, they got this one, they got this one, they got that one. There's Mindvalley again. There's Mindvalley, Gundry. So they got a lot, and we don't have as much. But still, they're pretty cool. So, but this is where you can find a lot of the top advertisers down here, right? If we go on this one, just how are they doing the introduction? Say,
if you want to slim down, you should skip breakfast. True or false?
Another question, if you want to slim down, you should skip breakfast. True or false, right? They're putting stuff on a bread or whatever.
The idea of breakfast was actually a bunch of marketing ploys. Until the 1800s, most breakfasts were...
Talking about breakfast being a marketing ploy, I mean, that's a crazy angle in itself, right? So that's pretty fascinating how they were able to kind of discover that. Yeah, it's just a good place where you get ideas. I mean, these are all the top people on VidTao. Unfortunately, it's that easy. There's not much more to scope out besides for just look at who the top guys are and just start checking out the first 60 seconds, the first 30 seconds. Some of these things are unavailable. You got to play it on YouTube. Why is a shot of olive oil the perfect time to ring in the new year? I mean, questions are crushing it with hooks, that's for sure.
Taking a shot every day help you lose weight, support your heart health,
benefits, your skin, benefits. Could doing blank insert benefits?
Surprisingly, the answer is yes.
Ta-da! Yes is the answer. There you go. So if you want to rewrite this VSL, I mean, this was made 2 months ago, proven VSL. You take this video, you throw it into rev.com, you get it transcribed, you break it down chunk by chunk, and you just put it, you can put it in the little circle, the flow format that I like doing, or you can just take it and rewrite it and just start ripping it. Be like, I want a VSL in this flow. Okay, he's saying,
why is a shot of olive oil the perfect way to ring in the new year?
Right. Why is insert thing that can help you here the perfect way to insert the next thing you're working on, right? Why is making a VSL the perfect way to blow up your fucking business?
Here.
Bam. You know, making a banger VSL the perfect... Why is getting an authority figure the perfect way to blowing up your business, right? Why is running videos longer than 30 minutes the perfect way to blow up your business, right? Just brainstorming a bunch of ideas here and then...
Surprise.
Can making a video 40 minutes long help you create a bigger brand, scale you to millions of dollars in sales, and help you get acquired? Surprisingly, the answer is yes. No one would fucking believe that making a 30-minute video on Facebook would ever work or YouTube, but turns out they fucking do. Anyway, that's the core of it, guys. Jump in here, do some spying, take the biggest campaigns, rewrite them. That's pretty much it, you know? A big mistake people do is they just constantly rip off the best person over and over and over again. Just be creative and find your own angle. You know, find your own way they can get it work. All of these are huge campaigns. All of these are doing huge numbers. So that's my pro tip to you guys. See you later.